bound for South Australia, the journey of a lifetime. Between February and July 1836, 9 ships left Britain bound for the newly created province of South Australia. We can't be sure exactly how many people these ships were carrying, but it was around about 546. On board these 9 ships, the John Pirie, the Duke of York, the Lady Mary Pelham, the Emma, the Cygnet, the Rapid, the Africaine, the Buffalo, and the Tam O'Shanter, passengers braved the perils of the ocean, including some of the most treacherous seas in the world. Most of the passengers had never been to sea before, and along with their sadness at leaving loved ones and the familiarity of home, most battled seasickness, made far worse by the cramped quarters they shared with others. The wooden vessels that carried them were very small by modern standards and were powered only by sail. At the mercy of wind, waves and tide, they relied on the skills of the sailors and a dose of luck to reach the end of their journey safely. Sometimes during the journey, the ships were dwarfed by the mountainous waves that came surging over their decks, while gale-force winds battered the rigging. At other times, the wind stopped altogether, and the ships drifted alone in a seemingly endless sea for days. Unlike the older colonies on Australia's east coast, there were no convicts sent to South Australia. The settlement was a business partnership between the British government and the South Australian Colonisation Commission based on new ideas for planning and establishing a colony. People chose to pack up their lives in Britain and come to South Australia for a variety of reasons. Some were interested in being part of this new style of colony, others wanted to take advantage of the assisted passages for working class immigrants in the hope of a more prosperous life. All of them left British shores knowing they faced a long and dangerous journey and that they may not return. Bound for South Australia traces these 9 voyages week by week, sharing the hopes and fears of those on board. We also learn about their first impressions of South Australia and the processes of laying the foundations for a new province. The information that is presented comes from the journals, letters, diaries and logs of the people who made this remarkable journey to the other side of the world to create a new society.